morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a deacon's meeting. Excuse me. That frog jumped in there somewhere. I never saw him coming. There will be a deacon's meeting following this service. Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study at 3:30 this afternoon, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, isn't Christianity just like any other religion? At the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the book of Isaiah, now in chapter 31. The ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. here at the church. And if you have any questions regarding that, please see Mrs. Otero. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading from the book of Job, chapters 40 through 42. Thank you. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 67, verse 1 and 2. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Brother Olivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 39, This Is My Father's World.
Thank you, brother, and good morning once again. It's great to see each and every one of you here, especially on such a day so cold. You know, once again, 39, This Is My Father's World, one of my favorite hymns, amen.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world.
Take my life and let it be.
Of love.
stand now and turn the hymnals a couple pages back to 389, I Am Resolved.
Pray together as a congregation to our Lord, and we love to do this so that God bless us. Our Heavenly Father, our gracious and lovely Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, our Lord. We come reverently, but also we come with confidence because you told us that you will hear us and that you would answer our prayers. So we come with full assurance of faith. When we pray, no, we don't doubt. We need your mercy today and your grace. And as we prepare our hearts for worship here in Bethel Baptist Church, we thank you for Calvary, because without Calvaries, we have no service today. We thank you for forgiveness of sins and the new life that you have given us in Christ Jesus. We pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven, as you taught us to pray. We need you, Father, right here at home in our church to revive our people, to shake our lives so that we can bless you with our service. Lord, there are many people that are facing serious physical problems and they need your healing touch. And Father, some of them are also, they need your touch in their emotions and touch in their spiritual life so that you can encourage them and uplift them. Some are facing surgeries this week, and they need the assurance of your presence with them. Some are facing financial difficulties, and they need you. And some need your direction and your guidance right now, this week. Lord, we pray that you move in our mess. Fill us with your spirit. Do you hear me, Lord? Fill us with your spirit. And make us one. Work with our healing power so that we can be revived. And we pray for Helen Menig, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash, Betty Cianello, Jesse Dickinson, Dr. Joe McCormick, Kim Staskos, Donald McDowell, and Lord, for Ann Pareto. We ask you to guide and bless all who have gone forth to preach the gospel. We remember our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Poretti, Jose and Diane Avila, South Valley Pregnancy Center, now Informed Choices, Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Road Race Ministry, Fred and Carol Lewis, now in Oregon. Everything in heaven and earth comes from you, Lord, so we give you only what is yours. May you be praised forever and ever through our offerings here at Bethel Baptist Church so that we can cover our expenses. So bless the offering and bless the giver. For we pray, focus upon the one who died for our salvation, your only begotten Son, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1275. We will be reading Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we again thank you that you have given us your very words in written form so that they may be preserved and be ever a source of unchanging truth. And it stands firm despite attacks against it over the centuries and its power to bring the faith that's necessary to be reconciled to you, Father, and bring salvation to all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the various offices you have established for the building up of the church. We thank you for our teaching shepherds who bring us the uncompromised biblical truth and help us to view all of life through those truths and put them into practice through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless his teaching from the scriptures and give us understanding. If there be any listening here and on the radio and internet and CD who don't know you, Father, draw them to Christ, we pray, that they may know the truth and be set free from the bondage of sin and rejoice in your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?